This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools will place armed police officers in every high school in the district for the rest of the school year. The announcement came a day after a student shot two school administrators at East High. Along with the officers, two trained mental health professionals will also be required on campuses. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette asked the head of TikTok, Shou Chu, some pointed questions yesterday. She focused on misinformation on the popular social media app, such as false COVID treatments.
What more is TikTok doing to try to strengthen its review to keep this information from coming across to people?
Thank you for the question. The dangerous misinformation that you mentioned is not allowed on our platform. It violates them.
I'm sorry to report it is on your platform, though.
Chu says TikTok is investing in content moderation, but DeGette says that answer isn't enough for her or for parents. Several lawmakers are calling for a ban of the app. Eli Bremer, a candidate in last year's Colorado Republican Senate primary, was one of almost a dozen political candidates who had his Air Force records improperly disclosed to a research firm. Bremer says he's not surprised people were trying to get the information, but he's appalled that the Air Force made the unauthorized release.
I think it's disgraceful, and I'm shocked that no one's been fired yet, not just on my account, but on this was a known problem 9, 10, 11 months ago.
Bremer says he hopes people are held accountable. The company that requested the records had contracts with the Democratic Campaign Committee last year. This is CPR and KRCC.